prosper soul. Break in the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay, an evangelist.
Heal.
Amen. We're having a good time this morning. God woke us up this morning, started us on our way. Praise God. And I'm telling you, I am excited about it. Amen. So, how you doing this morning, Evangelist?
Blessed.
Amen. Prayer this morning was truly a blessing.
Yeah.
Amen. God is really showing himself strong in some areas of both of our lives, praise God.
And,
we thank God for those of you that are tuning in right now. This is Eagles United Ministries. Praise God. We meet at 50, we're based in Houston, Texas, and we meet at 5301 Polk Street. Houston, Texas, 77023. And you come out and meet with us at 11 a.m. for our, we call it our Facebook church. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
And we go online at 11 as well. So you can also go to my Facebook page and catch us live. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're also going to be doing a podcast for Sunday mornings as well. We'll be setting it up to where it streams live into this broadcast as well. So we look forward to doing that. We're going to take a break before we get into the show. I love to play Bishop Sales and the Anointed Voices. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So after the song, we'll be right back.
Come on, put your hands together. I can't stay here long. It's all right if you clap your hands. Come on, just put your hands together like this. We can't stay here long.
Said I'm leaving on the Lord.
Said oh, we walk by. No. You never. Come on and groove with me. Said we won't.
Never tell me yet.
Y'all don't mind, say it again. Lord. Said I'm leaving
on the Lord.
Said I'm walking by faith. Me, not by sight. No. You never. No. Oh, Lord.
Never fail me yet.
Listen here. Could have been dead and gone. But Lord, I thank you for letting my days roll on. Could have been lying, oh, in a hospital somewhere. But oh, you spoke one word and dead.
Leaning
thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together, we get ready to get out of here. Oh, Lord. Oh! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The Lord has never failed me yet. Because I've been so kind.
Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. And today is just a quick little Bible study. We're in crusade time with Eagles United Ministries, where crusade is about winning souls to the kingdom. And the word of God says, compelling men and women to come, saying, what must I do to be saved? Amen.
Amen.
So we want to let you know, you turn over to 2 Chronicles 7. And 14, that's where we're going to be coming from today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Father God, for just waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. You did not have to do it, but you did. Amen?
Amen.
And Lord, for that, we give you the glory. Lord, you are all-powerful. You are a merciful God. Hallelujah. Amen. We ask, Father God, that the word we share today, that it be of a sweet-smelling savor to you. Glory to God. Amen. That it be a righteous word, a good word, and that it fall on good ground. Because we know that your word will accomplish what it set out to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today, again, we're going to be in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Praise God. And talking about, if my people, which are called by my name, amen,
amen,
hallelujah, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Y'all know I love to rightly divide the word of truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go back to that first part of that scripture. It says, if my people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's talking about ownership, praise God. He's talking about us, praise God. He's talking about his chosen vessels, praise God. If my people, glory to God, amen. Are you his people, praise God, amen. That's what we want to start off with for this broadcast, amen. Are you his people, glory to God. Sometimes, praise God, amen, we are on the fence. We are hopscotching. We're jumping in and out, and we don't know. Today, we're in the club. Tomorrow, we're in the church. Tonight, we're going to praise him. Then later on, we're going to be cussing people out. You know, you got to stop hopscotching, praise God. God delivered a rhema word Sunday, praise God, amen. Which I say all in the house had to say, ouch, amen. Glory to God. Because you got to be at a place where you take responsibility for where you are, amen. When are you going to get to a place where you stop looking at everybody else and deal with your own stuff? Glory to God. And it says, praise God, amen, if my people, which are called by my name, amen.
Amen.
Many are called, but few are chosen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Have you been called and have you been chosen? Mm-hmm. If God has chosen you, amen, to do a work, then it's time for you to submit to the call. Amen.
Amen.
His people, we have things that he has called us to do that we have to make sure our garment is clean. Amen? As clean as we can get it. Amen. God does the rest of the work. But the things that you know about, you are held accountable for.
Amen.
And these are the things we don't like to hear these days. We want to hear that we're going to get a house and we're going to get a car and breakthrough is coming. But what about your part of it? Amen.
Amen.
He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. Amen.
Amen.
If you love me, you'll do it the way I say do it. Praise God.
Amen.
And like I say, it's not a popular word, but it is the word. Amen.
Amen.
We can't keep telling you, you're going to get this, and you're going to get this, and you're going to get a new car, and your husband is coming, and your this, that is coming. When are we going to deal with the inward man, praise God?
Amen.
Your soul, your spirit, amen?
Amen.
When are we going to deal with that? So that's what we're talking about today, amen?
Amen.
He said, glory to God, amen. So he was in a place, praise God. Sometimes we're in a place where we know what he has told us to do. We know what he told us to give up and put down, huh, Evangelist?
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
But we still are doing it. We're still lying. We're still cussing. We're still backbiting. We're still talking about folks.
Yes.
We're still, you know, doing treacherous things to people. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then some of us think we are just good. We just good people. We don't do nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But we got malice in our heart. We got unforgiveness in our
Go
heart.
Ahead.
And we may not be taking it out on other people. But let me tell you something. If you haven't confessed and submitted your way to the Lord, guess what? The wages of sin is death.
Go ahead.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Go
but
ahead.
You can't get to the gift, praise God, until you give up the sin. Come on,
go
amen.
Ahead. Go ahead.
You can't be cashing in on the sin. Come on.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. And think you're going to get death and life it ain't going to dwell together. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I know a lot, but this is crusade week for me, praise God. So I have to come at you with the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God say compelling men and women to come, saying, what must I do to be saved?
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Salvation is not a title.
Go ahead.
I'm saved. You saying like it's a title. It's not a title. It's a lifestyle.
Go ahead.
It's a decision. It's a conviction. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's where you're willing to hear the word of God and let that word purify you. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. And then it says, if my people, which are called by my name, will what? Humble themselves and pray. A lot of us are waiting on God to do everything for us.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make a decision. We got to do it. Amen?
Amen?
You have to do it. You have to make up in your mind that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
What do you think about that, Evangelist?
And no half-stepping.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this is for all of us. Mm-hmm. Amen. We all have that moment where God says it's time to purify. Mm-hmm. It's time to be renewed.
Yes.
It's time to be refreshed. It's time to get it right.
Yes.
You picked up this. You picked up that. Now it's time for you. Listen, that right there is not of me. You've been doing this. Stop this. It's a time where God begins to show you the things that we always like to say, I'm going to a new level. I'm on a new level and all this stuff. But, baby, let me tell you something. It's some things you doing and some attitudes you got that can't go to the promised land.
Go ahead.
Lying, deceit, backbiting. Come on. Can't go to the promised land. Come on. Living any kind of way. Can't go to the promised land.
And then if you have Jesus Christ for real, you'll be convicted.
You'll be convicted. If you have it, what, evangelist?
If you have Jesus Christ, you'll be convicted.
For real. I like how to say, if you got him for real. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, well, humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. Some of you, how your prayer life look? I'm just trying to help you. How your prayer life looking? Your prayer life looking a little raggedy. You only pray in the car on the way to work. Or you only pray when you hit your toe and you don't want to cuss. So you say, in the name of Jesus, Jesus be offense. Yeah. That's as much prayer as you know you get. But you have to understand, praise God, that it's going to take a prayer life. And I have a study I did, praise God, on developing a strong prayer life. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How to develop a strong prayer life. Prayer has different expressions such as intimacy with God, interceding, praise God, for revival, and prayer coverage. You have to set a time, amen, to really pray. You can't just, my prayer is 5 seconds in the car or on my break for 5 seconds, you know, at work. No, you got to designate a time where it's about God.
Amen.
You have to designate a time where nothing else matters. Everybody has to submit to it. Come on, amen. Bring your whole family in. My mother, praise God, when we were kids, it was a time where everybody came in the living room and sat down and prayed. Amen. She taught us how to pray. She taught us what to pray. Amen.
Amen.
We had to read a scripture. Come on. Amen. Those days where the family took prayer seriously, I mean, what happened to them? Now everybody just, you know, Lord, cover them in the blood, you know, and we just, you know, but you have to develop a prayer life. You have to bring your family into subjection to the power of God. You want your household to be strong. You want your marriage to be strong, your relationships to be strong, your business to be strong. Then you got to invite Jesus in. Y'all know I got on my YouTube channel, I got a study on command in the morning. Amen. You got to command that morning. When you get up in the morning, command that day. Take control of that day. Amen. And allow God, to take the reins. Because so we get up and we just go. Lord, thank you for another day. Boom, we go. No, Lord, I give he, listen, in the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, give us this day. Lord, what would you have us do today?
Yes.
Lord, I belong to you.
Yes.
When I go on this job, show me who I'm supposed to pray for. Show me who I'm supposed to bless. Show me I'm seeking your face this month. That's how it's supposed to go. Command your morning and bring your thoughts under subjection to the power of God.
Yes.
Bring your listen, pray for your husband, pray for your kids. Bring it all under subjection. Amen. Glory to God. And then apply the blood of Jesus to each and everybody's life.
Yes.
Thank God for everybody that woke up. Come on, amen.
Because
there's some folks that didn't wake up.
That's right.
So you got to thank God. You got to command that morning and get that day. Set it in order. Amen.
Amen.
He said, humble yourself. Pray. Seek my face. My God.
Yes,
hallelujah. I break it down to you like a preschooler. Amen.
Amen.
What's on his face? His eyes. So you want to see from the eyes of God.
Yes,
come on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, amen. His mind. You want the mind of Christ. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. You want your mind on the things of God. Hallelujah. You want, amen, discernment of spirit. Come on, amen. You want the words that come out your mouth to edify and build up.
Yes.
Come on,
amen.
Hallelujah. You want to hear, amen, with the ears of God. You want God to, you don't want to hear out your dysfunction. No. You don't want to hear out your rejection. You don't want to hear out your I'm having a bad morning, because you won't be able to decipher what's going on. So you want God you want to seek his face. Amen.
Yes, amen.
So that you'll be able to function through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And then it goes on to say, and turn. You got to turn.
Yes.
We waiting on God to just to pick us up and empty us out and then fill us back. You want God to do that. But he said, you got to turn. You got to turn from your wicked way. Amen.
Amen.
Your way compared to his way is wicked. Let's just say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, I'm right. I've got wisdom. I got this. But wisdom comes from the Lord. If you don't know the difference between what's foolishness and what's wisdom, then go over there to Proverbs and read that. Read the book of Proverbs. I promise you, it will help you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So seek his face. Seek his will. Again, going into the Lord's Prayer. Amen.
Yes.
His will. Your will. Come on.
Yes.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
My God,
that's
powerful if you think about it. Your will be done on earth as it is in
heaven.
My God, hallelujah.
Yes.
I hear that they got a choir up there that's just always singing. Come on. It's healing in heaven. Come on.
Yes.
It's deliverance in heaven.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Your will be done on earth
as it is in heaven.
Yes. Glory to God. Amen. So that's what we want. If you are his people. Now, all of that, watch this. Seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven.
Yes.
My God. Then will I hear from heaven. So you mean I got to go through a process? Oh, some of y'all want to hear that. I got to go through a process.
Yes.
You mean I got some things I got to do before I can get through to the breakthrough?
Yes.
It's some stuff I got to go through.
Mm-hmm.
It's some things I got to give up.
Yes.
It's some people I gotta separate myself from.
Yes.
I gotta disassociate myself from.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's a process. You say, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So oftentimes we are caught up with wanting God to move, but we never stop to say, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
I call it take responsibility.
Yes.
Take responsibility for where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take responsibility for where you are right now in your life, God can work with that truth. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
When you admit, it's a confess, come on, your sins.
Yes.
When you admit, Lord, I was wrong for going into this relationship.
Yes.
You told me not to.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I was wrong for making this deal with this person. You told me not to.
Yes.
Then God can show up and he can fix that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But
Amen.
If it's no truth, if it's no taking responsibility, then guess what? The breakthrough is held up.
Yeah. Amen.
You say, Lord, and if some people, Lord, move. But you got to, let's talk about the process.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Amen. I can tell you all day long, God going to do it. God going to deliver. God going to make you free. Let's listen. I'm going to be honest, praise God, because this is what the word of God say. It's some things you got to do before the breakthrough. Amen.
Amen.
You got to pray.
Amen.
You got to turn from your way.
Yes.
And then you got to seek his face. Come on.
Yes.
He said, then. Yeah, repent.
And
then. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to forgive your sin first and then heal your land. Amen.
Yes,
when
amen.
I was preaching Sunday, they lowered the man down. They ripped the roof off the building. Amen.
Yes,
they
amen.
Had faith. Come
amen.
On. They let him down in the building. Amen.
Amen.
First thing God did was what? Forgive his sin.
Yes.
Your sins be forgiven. Then he healed him.
Yes.
But we want God to give everything. Lord, just hear me, Jesus. But what about this? What's most important to God is that your soul is saved. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I feel good in my spirit. Evangelist, you want to say something? Because I can talk about the goodness of God. Amen?
Amen. You just have to get your life in order and surrender everything. Say, if you in a place that you didn't pray and ask God to help you and guide you there, then, hey, it's time for you to wake up and realize that God is first, and you have to understand what God has for you, but you have to surrender and give your all to Him.
Amen. You got to surrender. Mm-hmm. I like that evangelist. That surrender. Mm-hmm. You got to surrender. You know what's in surrendering?
Mm-hmm.
Surrendering means that I understand mm-hmm. that I'm wrong.
Yes.
I understand that where mm-hmm. I am, I'm not going to get the victory. Come
Amen.
On. So I'm going to throw my hands mm-hmm. up. Amen. Come
Amen.
On. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to give it all to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I surrender.
Yes.
Come on. I done tried in my
mm-hmm.
way.
Yes.
I done tried in my way. I done leaned
yes.
to my own understanding. And it didn't work.
Come on, amen.
It
got you in trouble.
It got me in trouble. It got me in worse shape than I was
before
I started.
There
Come on.
Is.
So guess what? I'm going to surrender.
Amen.
The song they sing say, I surrender all.
Yes.
I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior,
yes.
oh, I surrender all.
Yes.
Do you surrender today? Amen.
Amen.
Will you surrender it all to Jesus Christ? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you willing to give it all up? Amen. To your
Amen.
Way? Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Your mindset?
Yes.
Your worldly wisdom? Come on.
Yes.
And lean. And depend on God. I surrender
yes.
all. Come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
I surrender all.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes.
All to thee, my blessed Savior. Oh, come on, you got to give
yes.
it up. Amen.
Amen.
You want that breakthrough?
Yes.
Surrender. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You want your children to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
Surrender. You want, come on, amen. You want to be delivered? You want breakthrough? You
mm-hmm.
want to come out of poverty? You want to come
mm-hmm.
out? Surrender. Glory to God.
Yes.
When you surrender, praise God, amen. God say, all right, now I can come in. Because he's not going to force your will. See, we don't understand. God is not going to force our will. He's not going to force, he's going to say, take this blessing. Take this healing. No,
mm-hmm.
you got to surrender. You got to throw up your hands. I remember when I was raised in the Church of God, Christ, praise God. They say, raise your hands up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You got to raise them hands up. And it seems like when you raise
mm-hmm.
your hands up and you begin to say, thank you,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm about to, listen, I felt it. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to praise and praise,
yes.
oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And before you know it, the power of God drops.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it'll drop. And you'll feel the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Just go all over you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he'll begin to change your mind
yes.
and change your heart.
Yes.
And before you know it, you are speaking in tongues.
Yes.
And you are, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
shouting
yes.
and praising
yes.
and crying. And it is a wonderful feeling.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You can get around your house right now, in your office, and just get to pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my healing.
Yes,
thank you
Lord.
For my deliverance. Lord, forgive me for all
yes,
my sins.
Lord.
Lord, I need to right now. Come on in my heart.
Yes.
Come on in my life. Come on in my house.
Yes,
come on in. Oh, Lord,
Jesus.
Come on in. You're welcome. I welcome you in, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Surrender. My God. Surrender and let him in. Glory to God. I
yes.
promise you. I promise you your life will never be the same again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. It'll open you up, praise
mm-hmm.
God. Like I said, refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll open you up and you'll get into your word
mm-hmm.
and the word will become food to your for your
yes.
soul. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That was good to me.
Yes.
Joy unspeakable
mm-hmm.
and full of glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you got to surrender. You got to surrender and allow God, amen, to be who he is.
Amen.
We want to tell God how to do stuff, tell him when to do it, tell
mm-hmm.
him who to do it to and who to do it for.
Mm-hmm.
We want to sick Jesus on people. No, you need to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Lord, you know, you gave me these children. I give
yes,
them to you.
Yes,
oh, my God.
Yes.
Lord, you gave me this house.
Mm-hmm.
I give it to you.
Yes.
Lord, you gave me, hallelujah, this man. I give him
yes,
back
yes,
to you.
Yes.
My God. Lord, you gave me my wife. I give
yes,
her back to you.
Yes, Lord.
Teach me how to love
mm-hmm.
her. Teach me how to love him.
Yes.
Teach me how to take care of my children.
Yes,
teach
Lord.
Me how to take care of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Teach me. Lord, you gave it to me. I'm going to give it back to you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel
okay.
Oh, my God. That was good to my spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You got to understand, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That God, amen, can set your feet
mm-hmm.
on a firm foundation.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says in his word, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Yes,
come on,
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God,
yes.
Amen. And that wind will start blowing, and guess that tree will sway this way. Then it'll sway that way.
Go
then
ahead.
It'll bend over, but it can't pull it up. Come on.
Amen.
It won't listen. But when that wind starts blowing, it's standing back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. God is able.
Yes, he is.
He's able.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to first do what?
Surrender.
You got to surrender.
Yes.
That's all he has to do. He said,
surrender.
Just surrender.
Give it all to him. Everything.
Repent.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender. He said, he said, I'm going to heal your land. I'm going to heal your land.
Yes.
Humble yourself. Be of a contrite. Broken and contrite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm closest to you when you're broken
mm-hmm.
and contrite. So surrender.
Yes.
I'm right here. Somebody, Lord, where you at? He's sitting right there. He waiting on you to repent
mm-hmm.
and give it to him.
Yes.
Come on, amen.
Yes.
Lord, I feel like you're far from it, but he not. He
right
there.
There.
Lord, I've been waiting on the breakthrough, and I need, he said, but I'm waiting on you to repent, because
mm-hmm.
when you repent, it clears the past,
because yes.
I can't dwell in an unclean temple, so when
Go
you
ahead.
Repent and clean yourself up, then I can come in. You made space. Come
yes.
on,
yes, yes.
But you gotta surrender. I hear people say, "Know that you know that you know." You gotta know that you need him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You gotta know that what you need only God can do.
There it is.
Because if you keep calling other folks, trying to make them the savior, you're gonna get what you get. But if you let the one that made everything,
mm-hmm.
that spoke the world into existence, glory
yes.
to God, he put the stars in the sky.
Yes.
He spoke it out. And then he said, now it's good.
Mm.
That's the one you want. Amen?
Amen.
We often run to the creature instead of
the
creator.
Go ahead.
I don't know about y'all, but I want to deal with the creator
yes.
of all things.
Yes.
The one that didn't use his hands to make nothing, that had the power to just speak it, and it came to pass.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
That's power.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah. Power. Power.
Yes.
Wonder-working power.
Oh, yes.
In the blood. Oh, my God. Y'all
yes.
take it back. Amen.
Yes.
But it's that time, amen?
Amen.
It's that time. It's that season, amen, of your life, praise
mm-hmm.
God, where you want your stuff not to just break through, but you want to keep your stuff, amen?
Amen.
It said when God give it to you, he had no sorrow with it, amen?
Yes, Lord.
When he give it, listen, when God do it, you ain't going to be no crying behind it. Come
Go
on.
Ahead.
Ain't going to be no heaviness behind it.
Go
when
ahead.
God do it, amen, hallelujah.
Yes.
Ain't no sorrow with it, praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen. For the great things that he has done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Surrender. Hallelujah.
Surrender
under his mighty hand.
Yes.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive him today. Amen.
Yes.
Receive him in your heart.
Yes.
Receive him in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Receive him. You want to change? You want to be better?
Mm-hmm.
You want to treat people better? You tired? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Sin will wear you out. Come on. The wrong relationship will wear you out.
Yes.
I'm trying to help you today. Amen?
Amen.
The wrong relationship, the wrong connection will wear you out. But guess what? When you receive Jesus Christ in your life and say the gift is eternal life. Amen.
Yes, amen.
The gift is freedom. The gift is peace. The gift is joy.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
I always tell people, it come with a benefit package, praise God, a benefit plan. You can't get nowhere else.
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen.
All the time.
And we're sharing this, like I say, it's crusade season, praise God. We are looking forward to God changing your life. But you got to receive him in. Amen.
Amen.
He's not going to force your will. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to have to surrender all and say, Lord, your will be done in my life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Go over to Matthew, praise God, and read the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. Read the Lord's Prayer, amen, and how God says for us to pray. Go over to Galatians, praise God, 5, and read the things that will separate you, amen, and get it in your spirit. And then read on about the fruit of the Spirit, amen, that the character of the Spirit of God, and learn of him, amen.
Amen.
And watch God work a miracle in your life. He's going to change your life. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to take a break. Praise God. Amen. And when we come back, praise God, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Of course, I know we're live on my...
your pain, don't you give up now, but hold on.
Welcome back. Hey, Evangelist. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
How's that word?
Man, that word's good to my soul. Yeah, I better get right and surrender it all.
Well,
God got everything that you need.
Everything that you need. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're listening to Eagles United Ministries on the My Gospel Soul Radio Network. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're going to keep the show moving. Praise God. We want to pray and want you to understand, praise God, that surrendering all, praise God, is not difficult. Amen.
Amen.
Matter of fact, it is peace. It's welcoming peace mm-hmm. into your life,
yes.
into your heart, into your mind.
Yes.
It's giving everything over. You ever wanted to just say, somebody else take this?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
somebody else do this for
yeah.
me. Somebody, why I don't want to do it anymore. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, baby, it's the
yeah.
same thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And God has allowed us, praise God, to be able to say that for Him. Amen.
Amen.
To Him. Lord, take it.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, this is too heavy. Lord, I done tried. I done did everything that I know how to do. Lord, take it. Take this cup. Look, Jesus got to say, take this cup from me. So he said, nevertheless. So Jesus went and said, I'll pay the price so that my people can have peace.
Yes.
My people can have joy. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but that's a lot.
Yes.
Amen. And he
Amen.
Did it just for us.
Yes.
Karen Clark Shearer sing a song, say, just for me.
Hmm.
You came down because you love me just for me. Never knew someone could care so much for me.
Hmm.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Just for me.
Amen.
I got to look that song up and play it today. Amen.
Amen.
But God did it just for you. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for it. Amen. Father God,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you did for us on
Amen.
The cross. Lord, you hung and died,
yes.
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice yourself as the last sacrifice,
yes.
the perfect sacrifice, to where all men
yes.
will have a right to repent, amen,
amen.
And lay hold
yes.
on eternal life.
Yes.
And Lord, we don't take that for granted.
Yes.
Father God, if you would just order our steps now,
yes.
Father God, as we receive Jesus Christ, as we receive him into our hearts,
Yes.
Into our lives, order our steps. Get Lord, those that listen, get them, direct them to a church that will
yes.
teach them the word. Amen.
Amen.
That will let them know outright that the wages of sin is death,
yes.
but the gift of God is eternal life. And we thank you for it right now in your Son
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
We got a couple of minutes left. So while we do that, I want you to listen to I Need Thee by your very own Pastor Jay right here on my show.
Hopeless.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Eagles United Ministries on My Gospel Soul Radio. Listen, had a wonderful time in the gospel today. Amen.
Yes, amen.
To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's raining here in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
And, but it's, I believe it's raining in the spirit. Amen.
Yes, amen.
My God, I believe it's raining in the spirit, and I believe that God is moving by his power.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is getting ready. Well, we are in the spring month. Amen. Where spring is coming in. Amen. And it's a spring forth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. And it's really not a new thing. Praise God. Amen. Salvation is free. Amen.
Amen.
And we have always had access to salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And don't let nobody come in and make you think, praise God, that this is a new thing. It's not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation has always been free.
Amen.
You don't have to pay. I saw on TV one time a young man, a preacher, had people paying for tickets to heaven.
Mm.
Did you see that, Evangelist?
I didn't see that.
He had people on there paying for tickets to heaven, and they were paying for. So
what?
Imagine if the true evangelist stand up and say, it's free. All you got to do is confess. Come on. Repent.
Yeah.
And receive Jesus. Just that. Come on. And get in his word,
mm-hmm,
and start living it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You remember we had the discussion about when you get on a job.
Mm-hmm.
When you get on that job, you have to put on a uniform.
Right.
You have to go through training,
mm-hmm,
on the job training sometimes. Amen.
Right. Amen.
But it's a certain lifestyle that you have to live when you come to Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and we allow people to tell us it was a way to cut corners and all this.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
No.
It's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's through the blood of Jesus. And he gave us a guideline through the word of God.
Amen.
On how to live this life. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to trust him.
Amen.
We have to allow him to come into our heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pray and seek him for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost is a free gift.
Yes, it is. And you got to pay no ticket. No, get no ticket for it either.
Come on.
Pay no money for it.
Come
it's
on.
It's free.
It's free.
And I don't know who, I ain't never heard that, but it's my first time hearing it. That is foolishness.
That's foolishness. That's foolishness. But, you know, it just shows me that people want a Savior.
Hmm.
They want eternal life. They want it. So I'm going to look at that as God showing me that the harvest is ripe. He said it in his word. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get back out in street revivals. We used to have revivals, mm-hmm, back in the day. That's the whole week.
Yeah.
The whole week. Now, you can barely get 2 days out of people,
yeah,
you know, to come to the house of God,
because, mm-hmm,
everybody's so busy. But what's going to happen when you stand before God, and he says, you put this right here before me, this right here before me. This, everything is written in the book. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Everything is written in the book. Everything that you do, lie you tell, after you receive Jesus Christ, come on.
Yes.
Everything you do is written in, mm-hmm, that book. Amen.
Amen.
But get this, I'm going to just throw this out there. In the word, he also say he's married to the backslider. Come on.
Go ahead.
In other words, come on back. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
We saw this with Hosea and Gomer. Amen.
Amen.
Married to a prostitute. Mm. Married to a harlot. She kept leaving. And God kept saying, go get her.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how God wanted us to see how we are, you know, how our relationship is with him.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll tell we'll be out doing any and everything, and God will still have his arms outstretched saying, come on home. Amen.
It is. Amen.
There's nothing too horrible that you have done that God will not welcome you back into the fold. Why? Because he loves you. For him to give his only begotten son, he loves you.
Yes.
And if you at a place or a church that's telling you that God don't love you, then you need to get out of there. Because that's not a church. God is love.
Yes.
He said, listen, it says in John, 1 John 4, I think say 7 and 8, it says, God is love, and everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So let's start this off talking about love. His love for you. And I'm talking to that one. I'm here. I'm just staying here for a minute. I'm talking to that one that feels like God don't love you. God loves you. That's why he got me and this and Evangelist on the air saying, come on home. Come on out of sin.
Yes.
Stop from your old wicked ways. Come on out of it and let God bless you.
Yes.
Let God take care of you.
Yes.
Let him comfort your heart. Let joy and peace come back into your life.
Yes.
But you got to come out.
Yes.
You got to come out. Amen.
Amen.
Anything else you would like to say, Evangelist, before we release these airwaves?
No, I have anything to say. You just have to surrender it all to God. And live the life that he called you to live. Because if you don't, so if something was to happen to you or somebody in your family, would you go to hell or would you go to heaven?
And we need to start asking that question again to our relatives. Heaven or hell? Are you going to heaven or hell? Are you going? Do you know? You need to know. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. You need to know as much as you can. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Clean it. Get your hands clean. Amen.
Yes.
A lot of us, our hands are not clean. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So we want you all to know, praise God, that we love you.
Yes.
That salvation is free. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And we want you to tune in next Wednesday for our broadcast again. We'll be on every Wednesday, Eagles United Ministries, at supposedly at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So look for us. God bless you.
Yes.
And have a blessed Wednesday.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.